what's the deal with work on Purim? Can I go to work? Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael, not too many people work on Purim. In Chutz Laaretz, sometimes people do because they don't have much of a choice. It's not a Jewish culture always, so they have no choice but to work on Purim. And the question is, you know, is that permitted? How much is permitted? What's allowed? What's not? So let's go through it real quick. Mitchila lo tiknu et Purim ki yom tuf. Shasur basiyat malacha. So originally, the rabbis did not decree that it's forbidden to do malacha on Purim, like Chanukah. It's permitted. Ulam b'meshech hadorot mishum kvod hayom u'kudushato nagu Yisrael shelo la'asot malacha. But because of the holiness of Purim, Am Yisrael have taken upon themselves the custom not to do malacha, not to do work on Purim. U'me'aminag mechayev, and this minag has become a halacha. Since all of Am Yisrael have accepted it, it's become a halacha. Va'af amru shekol ha'oseh melacha b'purim in oreb mimena siman bracha le'olam. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Taf Reish Tzadik Vav that if you do malacha, you won't see blessing coming from that, from your work that you did on Purim. So, lefichach, asur l'adam latzeit l'avodata kvua b'purim. So it is forbidden for a person to go to work on Purim. V'im hu oved b'avodah, shim lo yavod b'purim, yigarem lo l'esek efsed gadol, which are l'avod b'. But if you're going to get fired, basically, or there's going to be a great loss, then it is permitted. Then the minhag was not machayev. Chen mutar la'anish en lo malach olavod. Obviously, if you have nothing to eat. Thank God, I don't think this happens too often, but nowadays. But theoretically, then you would also be permitted to work on Purim. Mutar la'asod b'Purim malachat mesamechet tigmo achanat bayit akrat chatuna aben u'ntiat atzeh bo beginat abayit. Any work which is fun, which is enjoyable, like building a house for marriage, in the olden days they used to do that, or a beautiful garden you're planting that you enjoy, and it's fun for you, then that's permitted. Chen mutar lasot malacha sheyesh ba mitzvah, kmo ktivat chidush ha-tayra, or if there's a malacha, like a mitzvah, like writing chidush ha-tayra, that's permitted. Chen mutar lasot malachet kalot, easy work, kmo ktivat mechtav, like writing a letter, as long as that won't take you away from the mitzvah of Purim, then you're allowed to do any malacha which is not time-consuming or hard. You can cut your nails, and you can do a quick laundry, you can do a quick sewing, actually, you're not supposed to do hand washing, sewing, and getting a haircut. The Bach writes that these are things you shouldn't do on Purim. But for the sake of Purim, you're allowed to do melachas gedolas. But if it's for the sake of Purim, you're allowed to do, for example, laundry, or getting a haircut, or sewing. So for Purim, it's okay. Otherwise, no. Let's finish up. Mikar adin mutar lasok b'mischar b'purim minei neisha asakim mutzakim yicholim lasameach ulam nachon lachmir b'zem nimneisha isuk b'mischar alu liktarech al cheshbon simchat ha-purim. Technically, you're allowed to do a business deal on Purim because making the money will make you happy, but really better not to do it because it's going to end up going, you know, getting yourself involved in, psychologically, emotionally in the deal and not being in the simcha of Purim. Lachen nachon liftoch rak chaniyot shemochrot tzarech ha-purim. Therefore, it's better, it's a Mishnah Berurah, only to open Purim-related stores. If you have a makolet and you're selling wine, fine. But if you're doing a regular business, no, better not to do that. Right? It's the Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah on this Indian Taf Reish Tzadik Vav. Min ha-geser malacha b'purim chal b'yom ha-purim b'lvat. V'amnam yesh ma'achronim she'echmiru li'isur malacha gam b'layla. Ulam etzem zeh she'anech l'chol l'gav y'layla. Baruch she'en minag uskan la'asur malacha b'layla. V'ichach inu sur la'asur malacha b'layla b'layla. Basically, there was a custom by some, even on the night of Purim, not to do work, but that's a machlokas. So clearly, there's no strong minog, and since it's only based on minog, it is permitted to work on the night of Purim. Livnei prazim mutar lasot melacha bepurim shel mukafim. Livnei mukafim mutar lasot melacha bepurim shel prazim. So even though there's some dinim which, if you're celebrating in Yerushalayim, let's say you are similar to those who are outside, and vice versa. When it comes to work, that's fine. So even though they're celebrating New Shalom, you're allowed to go to work, and vice versa. If they're celebrating, you're allowed to go to work on their Purim. Okay, it's basically only on your day of Purim, on the day of Purim, is there a minhag not to do malacha, basically something that's going to be time-consuming and take you away from focusing on Purim. You should stay away from that, except in exceptional situations, like if you're going to lose your job, blah, 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 which would be permitted to do Purim. So again, this is a halacha. A lot of people don't know this, and people do go to work and don't think so much about it, and it's problematic. It would be better not to go to work on Purim and rather spend the day immersed in mitzvahs.